Anyway, there are a couple of things that you have to do to effectively put together a deposition of an adverse witness and a cross-examination. Obviously, you got to depose the adverse witness, and you've got to effectively cross-examine. And those two skills are not the same, in my opinion. Those are two separate skills, and you've got to do them both well in order to be effective. And so I thought this next video clip really pretty much embodied that.
It's not your tailpipe, it's a little bit of shake.
And then,
wait, shake it back, shake it back, shake it back,
shake it back,
shake it back, shake it back,
shake it back,
shake it back,
shake it back,
shake it back, come on down, shake it back,
woo!
Does that feel good?
Yeah, they're prime, they're both firm, awesome.
The video's doing weird things, but that's Talladega Nights. You got to shake and bake. And so let's talk a little bit how to shake and bake for an adverse deposition and cross-examination. So like I said before, your cross will really only be as good as your deposition is. You have to have both skills. We're going to talk about both of those things today. So in an adverse witness deposition, you want to do several things. You want to discover the witness's story. We're going to talk about that. You want to get the witness to help you as much as possible. And in the areas where the witness is not going to help you, you want to undercut them. And you want to find the ways that you can impeach their testimony where they are not going to help you. And then there's the issue that Quentin raised toward the end of his talk just now, which is, do you impeach, go ahead and impeach them at the deposition if you've got good stuff that you know you want to ask them questions about, or do you save it for trial? And I would agree with Quentin's point, which was save it for trial. I mean, not save it for trial. Go ahead and impeach them. I would not save it for trial. Like Quentin said, we really don't get to trial very often anymore, unfortunately.